This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm lucky enough to get to talk to people and meet people through other people. And Super Dave hooked me up with this young man. His name is Chris Cathers. He's a former U.S. Army Green Beret and CIA paramilitary global response staff contractor with 12 deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, and North Africa. And he joins us now because he has a project going on, a documentary called Brother's Keeper. And he's going to tell us about that and a few other things about him. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's open the book. You were Special Forces when did you go through all of that snake eating school stuff? When did all that happen to you?
First of all, you called me a young man, so I appreciate that, because when I lead into this with the timing, people might go, he's not as young as I thought.
Well, are you younger than 61?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then you are a young man, so, okay, please continue.
Yeah, so my journey kind of started right after high school. So, you know, I went in the early 90s. I went in the military in 1992 right out of high school, and kind of went through SF in the mid-90s. I was kind of mid-20s when I went through. I was a young guy especially for going through selection. I was just an E4 back in the day. So, yeah, I went through there in the 90s predominantly. That's how I met Dave Harrington. He was actually a senior weapons sergeant on the team when I was the new guy. So, yeah, I did that up until 2000, and I had a break. I decided to go to college. I enrolled in the physician assistant school. But then, as soon as 9/11 hit, that kind of changed my trajectory, once again. And I just got the calling. The day of September 11th, you know, changed my life once again. So at that point, I called my team sergeant, at the time, and I tried to get right back on the team. And, you know, historically, if you look at the first Gulf War, Panama, Grenada, those things were over very quickly. And the processing time to get back was fairly long. So got a little bit talked out of that. And then I got recruited by the agency. And right maybe a month after the invasion in Iraq in 2003, I deployed on my first deployment for them. Providing high risk protection in austere environments. So, you know, that took me to Iraq, Afghanistan, Israel, and yeah, and such. So,
that kind of a career is a little better than, you know, mine was somewhat mundane. I could have been a contender though, Chris. I had a GT score when I went of 135, but
Dang. Wow. I
was colorblind. I am colorblind, and the only reason they let me get into mech infantry is because my vision defeated woodland camouflage. And it got me into commo, which was the closest I could get into a combat field MOS. But then as soon as they all figured out that my vision defeated woodland camo, guess who got stuck on point with the scouts from time to time? I had to make E5 to get out of that stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I didn't have that problem, but, no. You know, originally I wanted to be an 18 Delta. I wanted to be a medic, you know, I kind of right. Tell that story. And, you know, thankfully they kind of pushed me into being a weapons sergeant, you know, and, I was an 18 Bravo when I was back in the SF, time of my life. And I really enjoyed it, man. Like the reason I got out, you know, so some people might wonder like, why'd you get out and go to college and then go right back over, right? And part of that was the op tempo at the time. We were doing a lot of foreign internal defense, you know, and my team, you know, I did a counter poaching deployment. We did like a demining gig. And, you know, I had an incident or so when I was in, but, it just wasn't what I wanted to do, you know, and I thought about going the CAG route and maybe trying out to see if I could, have what it takes to be an operator there. But, you know, I already had re-enlisted once, and it would have put me well over 10. And, you know, the world was just a different place prior to 9/11. You know, it was just a different – op-tempo was different. We were deploying a lot, but it wasn't what I really intended or wanted to do. So when I – post 9/11, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I was really excited about the opportunity. And even when I got on the ground in 2003, you know, there was a lot of – you know, angst as far as like, you know, when those doors come down on the aircraft, we're the first 10 dudes over there, for our contingent. So there was no one else that had done it, you know, at the time that I'm aware of. We were the first. And so we were on the road literally every day from, you know, the summer of 03 going into 04. And 03 was pretty good. 04, just everything opened up. You know, we had the, incidences in Fallujah. I was there during that time. And that's when we started encountering a lot of high threats, you know, a lot of ambushes, a lot of IEDs. It just picked up because the insurgents had the time, the capability, and people, outside fighters, started, you know, coming in, flooding into, to the area. And, you know, there was such a noticeable shift from one year to the next, you know, from my perspective, from what I saw. It was, you know, we're riding around in soft-skin vehicles on the street every day in 03 in really bad areas, but there wasn't much going on. And then as soon as 04, right after the holidays when I went back, it you know, that's when it got pretty dicey. You know, there was a lot of a ton of IED encounters, ambushes, vehicle-borne explosive devices, and just, you know, the insurgency was just growing. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that time, but I ended up transitioning out, ultimately in, 2006. I didn't think the war was going to last as long as it did. Had I known what I know today, I would have just stayed, honestly. But I was kind of looking for an exit strategy. So my buddy, John Zinn, who was in SEAL Team 3, he started an armored vehicle startup in California, which I invested in, and eventually they brought me on board as a PM or project manager. And then I had to work my way up and get my business degree, start working on my master's, learn a lot about automotive. And, so that was a huge challenge. So it kind of kept me happy because one, we were serving the community that we came from. You know, we're serving guys with life, you know, saving equipment.
Right.
And we were in touch with those guys, you know, daily.
We're coming up on the first break, so tell them how to find the link for the documentary that you're putting together so that they can go look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the link, we're putting a documentary to raise awareness for veteran suicide. The link for those who would like to support us is wearebrotherskeeper.com, and that's with an S. And any support is greatly appreciated.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible, with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with a young fellow named Chris Cathers. He is a former special operations operator. He has deployed everywhere that nobody wants to go. He has done all kinds of things that none of you want to do. And he's been dealing with things, and he's still dealing with things, and this is the story he's trying to leave, and we're trying to compress it all into 40-some-odd minutes of actual spoken word. So, Chris, I'm going to shut up and stop taking up your time. Please continue.
Yeah, so condensed version, you know, after I got out, I transitioned, ran an armored vehicle company. My buddy who I was partners with, he was a SEAL, and a partner of mine in Iraq and Afghanistan. He brought me into the company. I worked my way up to general manager. And over the years, and he passed away suddenly in 2010. That's what sparked a lot of things, you know, that I struggled with. It was kind of the catalyst. So he had a sudden death on a business trip. And it was just a lot of life-changing events. Went through a divorce, had to bury my friend. I had to resign from my position at the company. So there was a lot of uncertainty and chaos at that time. So that's when I started having some symptoms of what they call PTS or post-traumatic stress and some mental health issues, right? So that's when suicidal ideation first creeped up for me. It was in 2010. So in 2011, my career progressed, but I was still in the fight. You know, I had a buddy intervene in 2011, which saved my life. You know, that's why I'm so passionate about what we're doing right now. But long story short, I ran two other defense companies, got back into high risk protection for celebrities and late A-listers for the last 5 years. And finally, I was diagnosed in 2019 with a very advanced form of bone cancer called chondrosarcoma. And they gave me about a 29% survival rate for 5 years. And with that, it gave me the freedom to actually deal with the mental health challenges that I was facing because I was self-medicating. I'm a really athletic dude. I work out every day. And I was masking all these symptoms. You know, I drink sometimes a half a fifth to a fifth a night. I was taking sleeping pills, pain meds, anything to kind of silence, you know, the chaos in my brain.
Right.
So when I got diagnosed, I finally reached out and I sought treatment. So I've been in it for about going on 2 years and progressively has gone better. And right now I'm stage four. I'm getting a lung, part of my right lung, it metastasized from my leg. I had a lot of pretty gnarly surgeries. It took out my femur, my hip, my glute, my right leg. So I had to learn how to walk again. And now, you know, I'm facing another surgery. And, you know, it's a terminal illness. There's not many remedies for this. Chemo and radiation doesn't work. So January this year, I said, man, the world's like crazy right now. It's very chaotic. It's very polarized. Our country just seems, I wasn't happy with what I was seeing. So I wanted to do something good for the community and not just special operations, not just military, law enforcement, first responders, but just normal people struggle with the same symptoms. It doesn't delineate because you wear a uniform. It's just the frequency of chaos is a lot higher with those, you know, positions. You just see a lot more. It's like an EMT or a hospital worker. They see this stuff daily. And it over time, it's going to have an impact. So you need to deal with it, right? So in January, I brought in a documentary guy, my partner Daniel Beatty, he's my producer, and we've been filming self-funded for the last almost 8 months, 9 months, and we're about 90% finished. And we've also set up a nonprofit, a 501c3, which I'm hoping will live beyond me, you know, because my time, I wanted to do some good with the time that I have left to help others, you know, that are struggling, and encouraging them, like, if you're struggling, go get help quick. I waited 12 years, over a decade, and I wore one of my friends out over phone calls. And, you know, what could you have done with that time to be more productive? Or, you know, you don't, relationships fail and things like that. So that's kind of the gist of what we're doing, is we're telling my story, but we're also interviewing other guys, and we're hoping to destigmatize this topic by openly talking about it like we are today. You know, it's, I grew up old school, and guys don't talk about their feelings, and just admitting that you have a problem, even where I, how I grew up, it's just not natural for a lot of guys. And I'm hoping to kind of break that cycle and be like, hey, you know, still do the cool guy stuff, you know, if it's a career, but just be very careful and jump on things when they present so they don't become, they don't get out of control.
Well, I think the I think the PTSD thing has been, in a lot of ways, it's been stigmatized to a certain degree, and I don't know how much actual progress they've made in treating it. I know that everybody became a little more aware of it when Chris Kyle took out that PTSD guy to shoot that afternoon, and he got shot in the back for it. And then people sat up and said, oh, PTSD, what's that? And I don't think the public's really been educated that well for it. They've gotten out there and said, well, they used to call it being shell-shocked in World War II and I. But it's a little, you know, I think those are actually two different things. Sitting in a trench and listening to shells go off around you, maybe on left or right, and having a few body parts blown onto you, I could see where that would traumatize you. But with the advent of Vietnam and what started happening with guerrilla warfare, the face of war for the combatants began to change.
Right.
And you got a lot closer to it. You were really, I mean, you got close enough to smell the work, right?
Right.
So I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure. And I'm talking our way into it. This is the short segment, Chris. I'm just talking our way into it. I'm sure that for you, your PTSD was probably more severe than somebody coming out of World War One. So, when we get back, I want to ask you about how the general public sees PTSD. Have there been inroads made to it? The website is called WeAreBrothersKeeper.com. This is a self-funded documentary that Chris is shooting. And when it comes out, we should all watch it. Because we all owe. We all owe. Talking to Chris Cathers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Prosecutors in Georgia say two officers accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks during a traffic stop in 2020 had reasonable cause. Brooks was passed out in the drive-thru of a Wendy's in Atlanta. When officers arrived, Brooks resisted arrest, which resulted in the officer shooting and killing Brooks. The prosecutor saying the officers acted in the best way they could and were protecting themselves from harm. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for a future Republican-led Congress to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci accountable, alleging that the White House medical advisor abused his power and lied under oath. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall adds that he believes Fauci intentionally misled former President Trump to believe the coronavirus wasn't as deadly as it is.
He needs to appear before Congress, and the people of America want to hold him accountable for his lies.
A Little League player who spent days in a coma after falling out of a bunk bed is getting ready to return home. Doctors placed Easton Oliverson into an induced coma after suffering major head injuries last week, and he'll undergo surgery on his skull Friday. Oliverson is expected to head to his Utah home next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Chris Cathers. He has a project called Brother's Keeper documentary. And you're trying, one of the things you're trying to do is to make a dent in that 22 veterans killing themselves per day, right?
Yeah, and that's part of the education process that you mentioned. Just people in general. It's an epidemic, you know, in the veteran community, certainly. So if you look at combat losses since 9/11, it's somewhere around 750 or 7,500 combat losses, and that's people that are active duty or veterans of that war since 9/11. But if you look at the 22 a day, you're talking about 150,000 veterans have committed suicide in that same time. So it's just it's a huge epidemic. If you look at that, you know, the statistics. It just doesn't get talked about a lot, you know, not enough. And, you know, people just struggle in silence. I mean, that's part of the problem. There's not enough education. There's not enough resource. There's not enough attention on it.
Do you think, and I'll tell you why I say this. I'll roll up on somebody downtown sometimes, and I can tell in a lot of cases who's really homeless and who isn't. Right? And a lot of times, this guy will show me a VA card. And that sickens me. And I know that part of his problem is he's probably got some sort of a mental health issue or some sort of problem with something, some inner demon that's eating at him that prevents him from leading a full life, a good life. And I'll be honest with you. I don't partake of anything in the VA because of that. because of that false promise. And, I mean, I hope they're treating you well.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the dialogue, right? So through the documentary, what I wanted to do is present resources, like true resources, other than the VA. And I didn't want to even tackle that challenge because of the last 3 years and the polarization. And I wanted to put something out there. I'm like, hey, these institutions are actually doing real good stuff for guys that are struggling. So whether or not, you know, some guys are turned off by it, I'm like, hey, there's tons of resources. There's tons of nonprofits out there that will do things for free. They'll take care of the guys. They just need to know where to look. And just doing a, you know, Google search is one thing. I never even did it. So, you know, I've had some success with the VA, but I have a lot of friends that are unhappy. So I just kind of like, we're leaving that whole topic out of the theme of what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah, the education, I mean, just want signs and symptoms and things like that. I mean, they're all critical to know. I mean, some guys, like the homeless population, there's a lot of drug and alcohol addiction as a result. Because that's the only time these guys get, you know, peace is when they're not themselves, you know,
right.
Unfortunately.
Right, right. So, yeah, to that end, so I'm correct in that part of it. Do you think the public at large understands the plight of this era of the sandbox era of veterans?
I think these topics, the challenging topics and the bad topics, they just don't get a lot of light, you know? I mean, politically especially. I just don't think a lot of politicians are focused on this part, and it's just unfortunate, you know? So it's like guys like myself that have been successful enough to make it through some of those challenges. They're the ones that have to carry the mantle of responsibility to be a steward for other guys, you know? And, yeah, it's unfortunate. I wish we could see our politicians working a little more diligently on topics like this for guys, other than spending money. They're giving money away to everybody, but guys, you know, our own citizens, and it's just
could
bad.
You, yeah, our people, yeah. And one thing I got to tell you, my first radio producer committed suicide, and I had a little bit of an issue with that because I just didn't understand it, you know? And that's why the fact that you had these thoughts and you fought them. See, I don't think when people say that I was suicidal, but I fought it off, they don't understand how tough that is to do. Because for some suicidal people, the problem becomes this. You know, I'm a 2A advocate, so part of, you know, in addition to what I do with, you know, telling the other stories and everything. So it's always about guns and suicide. But with people that are truly suicidal, it's not about how they commit it. It's just the fact that they commit it. And 100%. The reason that they want to commit it is because it's the first peaceful thought with a solution that ends their problem that they've had.
Right.
So when fought that back, that was a truly epic achievement on your part.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, I'm still kind of, you know, I have my days. This year has been great. The doing the documentaries forced me to tackle these things head on, and it's the only way I know how to do it. I did put it off, and a large part of it was I was worried about my career. I was worried about being labeled. I was worried about, you know, losing my livelihood as a result, and I wish I just took a different approach, you know, in hindsight. But to your point, when you have suicidal ideation, at least from my perspective,
right,
it would be a prevailing thought literally from waking up to going to sleep. And the only time that you get peace, because mine started with anxiety and sweating, you know, couldn't sleep. Hypervigilance. I mean, I had pretty much, you know, every little textbook thing you could get, but it would lead to depression because it would affect my career. So I'd have to brief my company And I would get super anxious, you know, over nothing, as my subordinates even, you know, or my friends later on. And then soon I couldn't leave my house because even being around myself, I started getting anxious. I was like, what, there's not even a threat here, man. What's the problem? So I tried to think out of it and do holistic things, but it progressively led to depression. And then those thoughts creep in. And what it is literally 24/7. That's all you're thinking about. And it's in the back of your head, like, you need to, you can't get out of this, man. Like, the only way out is to check out.
Right.
And it rules your life, unfortunately, for unless you do something about it, you know,
yeah,
quickly.
That's when my producer killed himself, I called a psychologist who dealt with rampage killings and asked her what this thought was that I was having. And she said, well, what you don't understand is this. It's like a breath of fresh air. It's like a cool drink on a hot afternoon when you come to this decision. And that's the problem with it. That's what makes it so appealing, is it is an end to this torment. And
right,
for some, you know, however you did it, the fact that you did it, I think, is absolutely, it is, there's really no way to quantify how epic that was. We are coming up on the next break. You can check out what Chris has got going on at wearebrotherskeeper.com. Check out where that's coming from, that documentary that's coming up. This is a guy who paid the dues for you, and he's still paying them today, and we owe him our support. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you a life-changing URL that you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
Holster.com, though.
Of course, I would have to hit Aero Precision for that to be the case.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Chris Cathers about his project and his life and everything he's done. And one thing I'll point out, Chris, that is the drama of live radio. I'm almost certain that when you're on Rogan's show, that won't happen. Because he'll have a real professional that handles that kind of stuff for him doing it, and he just talks into the mic. And I'm not a professional in that, I'm in that vein, so.
You got a great voice, though, let me tell you. So.
It's just, that's my last first sergeant's fault. Cigars and scotch will do that to you.
Yeah, well.
I probably sounded like Mickey Mouse in an earlier life, but that's all beside the point. So as you go forward, and I know you said that you have a disease that is very hard to treat, if not untreatable, that it is terminal and this, that, and the other, stage four, all these other things. I've gotten to observe many a cancer fight. This legacy that you want to leave, is this part of some moment for you to where you try to make peace with your demons, to get out there and leave something positive for what was surely... Listen, when you're a special operations guy, your job is to blow things up, destroy things, wreck stuff, you know, that kind of stuff. You know the drill on that. I sincerely hope you don't have any regrets for your missions that you carried out. You shouldn't.
No. It's weird because sometimes it's not even about things from that life. It can be something completely different. You know, that's what's strange about the whole thing. But, yeah, I mean, the reason I'm doing this whole thing is, you know, number one, I'm a professional sufferer. I like to joke about it because, you know, I have a pretty serious surgery coming up on the 20th that I mentioned, but my goal is to inspire people, right? Like physically, I'm beat up. You know, they took my leg, femur, all this stuff. You know, I'm kind of jacked up, my back, knees, all this stuff. But I get after it every freaking day, right? And when I have this surgery, I want to weaponize social media. I've been telling people for good. That's the only reason I'm trying to grow what I'm doing, because I can reach more people. It's simple as that. So, you know, ultimately, what we're doing. I want to inspire people physically with what I'm doing so they can watch me visually like, hey, man, 4 months from now, I'm going to be in better shape than I'm in now. That's my goal. I'm not worried about this whole cancer thing. It's given me a better platform, and I wouldn't change anything about it. But the other two things, the documentary, I mean, I'm really passionate about this because I couldn't figure it out. And I'm a pretty, you know, I'm a pretty stupid guy, but at the same point, I self-actualize and I try to figure my own stuff out. And I couldn't do it. Not on my own. And I'm still working on it, you know, but you got to put the commitment and the work in to get right no matter what you're doing. And, you know, the nonprofit, I do want to do something that lives beyond me. My goal is to live as long as I can and do as much good as I can. I wish I had done these things, you know, years before. Because somebody asked me before, if you didn't get cancer, would you be where you're at today? And I'm like, no, I'd probably be gunslinging or doing something else, kind of focusing on me. So it kind of let me come out of my shell and go and force me into these uncomfortable positions where, you know, I'm on an interview or on a radio. And I couldn't do this a year ago. There's no possible way I could have an interview, even on a phone.
Right.
So I'm growing, you know, and I want other people to feel what that's like. You got to be uncomfortable. When you're, you know, pushing yourself to be uncomfortable, you ultimately grow. And that's what I encourage, whether that's physically, financially, your marriage, spiritually, whatever you're into, you know, it's like shooting, same thing. You got to put the time and the work in and you're going to get better. If you don't, you just go once a year, it ain't going to happen.
No.
It's not going to ever happen.
Well, I mean, it's perishable. You know, it's a martial art, and unfortunately, martial artists have to train every day, right? They're going to stay sharp. They're going to stay sharp.
And with that comes humility, because that's why I love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, I did it for over 20 years as a hobby. Because
right.
One day you're at the top of the heap, and the next day you get crushed by somebody half your size, and you're like, man, I got a lot. I don't know anything. The more you advance, the less you know. Kind of like the shooting world, you know. You think you know everything, and then, oh, my goodness, what's this?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I think what you're doing, I think the fact, now, first of all, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I have not had to remind you one time that you can't say bad words on the radio. You just have
been, I actually have a stick. I made a stick.
You got a sticky note in front of you.
It says, watch your language. I'm doing my best, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have done admirably on that. But, I mean, the other thing, and I mean, I can't emphasize this enough. Suicidal thought is, it's like a fusion fission reaction. It builds upon itself. It starts small and it builds out in concentric circles until it completely overwhelms your thought process. And or so I'm told. And if you've had it, and that has happened to you, and you got to that point, and still you turned it back, then obviously, to call you exceptional is actually an understatement. It's a horrible understatement to make. So let me just explain that I don't have the vocabulary to tell you how pleased I am that you're still here doing these things. And the last thing my first sergeant told me on my way out the door was not to forget the military. And to this day, I have not. Of course, I don't recognize it anymore. None of the units that I served in exist anymore. I was in the 1st Armored Division, in the 3rd Brigade, in 154 Mech Infantry. None of all of that got taken down. 1st AD went away. The Warner Barracks that we stayed in is now back in the hands of the Germans. The MI Battalion I was in at Fort Campbell, it doesn't exist anymore. I was at Fort Polk for a while, but I don't even care if Fort Polk exists anymore. So that was truly an armpit.
You and millions of others.
They pay people to go to Korea. They pay them extra to go because considered hardship tour. No. Fort Polk, Louisiana, is the hardship tour. So anyway.
100%.
So you know the fact. I wish that I had the wherewithal and the resources to do what you're doing. I'm glad somebody's doing it. And I'm glad it's somebody who actually has that inside track to, you know, to explain it, because it's a little bit like me trying to talk about what it's like to be an inmate in a prison. I've never been an inmate. So when you're out there and you're doing these things about being my brother's keeper, you have been a brother in need of being kept. And somehow or other, you managed to work through all of that. And now you're trying to pass that along, trying to pay it forward as it goes forward. So if we haven't had enough time to get you in here, and we need to do a part two, well, you've got my number now.
Yeah, I'd love to do a follow-up with you, you know, post-op. And, you know, once we get close to maybe when we get this thing wrapped up, you know, we just need people's help on the post-production work. That's where I ask your audience, I'm like, hey, if you're interested in what we're doing, you like what you see, and, you know, please help us out best you can. And, I mean, every person that's participated so far is, I mean, it's greatly appreciated. Because the post work, I'm driving my wife crazy because I've been flying around the country out of pocket. Haven't worked since, like, you know, last year.
Right.
She's ready to murder me because I'm, you know, I'm a professional cancer guy. But, yeah, the post production work is where we need people's help. You know, that's going to be sound guys, editing, story writers and things like that. Cause I just want to do a good job. I don't want to put something out
Later on this week, if you want to give me a call, I do a little bit of that myself.
Okay. Cool.
If you're interested in that, and it'll be exactly worth what you pay for it, because I'm not going to charge you nothing.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you for taking it.
Don't be surprised.
Circle back at us when we're all post-op and everything. Come back and let's talk again. And thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Chris Cathers, Brother's Keeper. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten from Amalan. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.